And I'm going to just hit some of the highlights of the Texas Defamation Mitigation Act, as we often call it, the Mulligan Bill, because I want to linger upon some of the more important and recent developments under the Texas Citizens Participation Act, or the anti-SLAPP law. I'm going to focus on some of the issues here in a few minutes that are really developing after I submitted the paper and after I submitted the PowerPoint. I have the unhappy fortune of arguing a case under Chapter 27 the morning after the election. So I'm not sure whether the justices and the First Court of Appeals will be more interested in what happened the day before or in this case, but hopefully we'll be able to focus upon some of these issues. So the Defamation Mitigation Act was passed in 2013. This is a statute that did not seem to have any particular outcry for the passage of it, but it was put together and passed by the same media interests that had previously passed the Texas Citizens Participation Act. Not surprisingly, you can find this statute in following the provisions in Chapter 73 of the Civil Practice and Remedies Code as they relate to libel. As of today, there are still no cases interpreting this law, perhaps because the cases concerning libel and defamation aren't making it past the Texas Citizens Participation Act. There is a stated purpose for this in the statute, and it's really a method for a person who's been defamed by a publication to mitigate any perceived harm or injury. In other words, the burdens under the statute fall upon the party who is aggrieved rather than upon the parties who are causing a harm. There are broad definitions of who is a person under the Act who can invoke its provisions, and it does apply to any claims for relief.